Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 25th day of the month of Tammuz. Today is day 654, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ben Keen of Congregation Beth Abraham Jacob in Albany, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Keen slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Keen will lead us with the Mishnah Berach for the Chayalim, the Mishnah Berach for the Shuyim, for those who are held captive, and finally concluding with the Mishnah Berach Cholim for those desperately in need of a refuah. And Rabbi Keen will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call, reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Keen.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. It is a pleasure to be joining you again at the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk Call. In our parsha this week, we read about the story of the tribes of Gad, Reuven, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe, the half-tribe of Menashe, the tribes which are settled on the eastern bank of the Jordan River, of the Yarden. And there's something fascinating and inconsistent about the story. For it's not all 2.5 tribes that initially approached Moshe and the leadership of Bnei Yisrael. It is only the tribes of Gad and Reuven that initially approached Moshe to request the ability to take their portions of the land in the land that later becomes known as Gilad, the eastern bank of the Jordan River. And of course, what the text tells us is that Moshe is extremely upset at the tribes of Gad and Reuven. He's extremely nervous about this proposal that these two tribes should be on the eastern bank of the Jordan River, with the implication that they do not seek to be part of the rest of the tribes of Israel, with the rest of Shiftei Yisrael, in conquering Eretz Canaan, in conquering the land of Canaan. And given that fact, that Moshe Rabbeinu is initially quite disturbed by this idea that these two tribes should be separate, it raises the question, what happens to, how does this other tribe, Chatzi Shevet Menashe, the half-tribe of Menashe, get added to the mix? And when we look at Bamidbar Perek Lamed Bet, when we look at chapter 32, specifically verse 33, that is where the Chatzi Shevet Menashe is introduced, and it seems to be that they are introduced into the mix at the initiative of Moshe. As it says, Vaitemahem Moshe, Livnei Gad, Livnei Reuven, V'lachatzi Shevet Menashe ben Yosef, et Mamlechet Tichon, Melech Amori, et Mamlechet Og, Melech Abashan, Haaretz Le'area, Bigulot, Arei, Haaretz Saviv. And Moshe gave to them, to the tribes of Gad, Reuven, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe, the half-tribe of Menashe, the son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og, the king of Bashan, the land and its cities for its borders, the cities of the land around. The implication here seems to be that Chatzi Shevet Menashe, the half-tribe of Menashe, is actually introduced into this arrangement at the initiative of Moshe. Why would Moshe, who was initially so strongly opposed to Gad and Reuven being given these lands, actually add another tribe to this mix? One suggestion that has been offered is that the purpose of the half tribe of Manasseh being on the other side of the Jordan River is to assuage a somewhat unspoken concern that Moshe Rabbeinu had in allowing Gad and Reuven to remain on the eastern bank of the Jordan River. We have to recall that in ancient times, when communication was so much slower and travel was so much more difficult, that the idea of having two tribes, two separate entities on the other side of the river, so distant from the centers of what would eventually become the nation, the country that the Israelites would be building, it would be very easy for these regions to become a separate political entity, to have a lack of connection to the rest of the tribes, to be disconnected from the Beit HaMikdash, the Mishkan, whatever centers of religious worship and power we would construct in the future generations. And so Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned that having these tribes across the river will lead to a separate identity that might eventually take its own future and political fortunes elsewhere. But by having half of the tribe of Manasseh, Chatzi Shevet Manasseh, in the eastern bank of the Jordan River, there would be this natural connection between what would be one of the most powerful tribes of the northern tribes, Manasseh, that would link the two sides of Bnei Yisrael to one another, the two sides of the Jordan River to one another. There would be family ties that would bind these two groups of Jews living in different locations to one another to maintain the unity of Bnei Yisrael. And in fact, there are other instances in which these two and a half tribes appear to be separate in ways that concern the rest of Bnei Yisrael. In Yehoshua, Perek, Chafet, and Joshua chapter 22, after the conquest is completed and Yehoshua dismisses Gad, Reuben, and Chatzi Shevet Manasseh back to the eastern bank of the Jordan River, they build a mizbeach, a large, great altar that is lemareh, for everyone to see, right along the banks of the Jordan River, right along the border of the eastern tribes and the western tribes. And it is interpreted by the 10 and a half tribes on the west bank of the Jordan River as a move towards separation, as a separate center of religious worship, as a demarcation that they will be a separate nation. And in fact, they're prepared to go to war with these 2 and a half tribes, with Gad, Reuben, and half of Manasseh. They're ready to go to war with them over this. And it's only when Gad, Reuben, and Chatzi Shevet Manasseh reassure them that they meant this as a marker, as a memorial of their unity, of their unified identity, that the 10 and a half tribes then back off and return to their homes. But what we see from this episode, what we see from Moshe Rabbeinu's concern, what we see from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu takes one of the tribes and splits it between the two halves of Bnei Yisrael, the two groups of tribes, is the importance, the necessity of not just being unified, but taking concrete measures to ensure that we remain unified. It is taking those steps to ensure that Bnei Yisrael across the river, across the different sides of the Jordan, are forever, they remain one people. In this time in our lives, in this time in Jewish history, with Bnei Yisrael scattered across the world and with major communities across opposite sides of the ocean, it is even more important that we take concrete steps to ensure that our sense of one peoplehood is always maintained. That should be a guiding mission for all of us. We will turn now to Tehillim Perek Chaf, Psalm 20. Lam natzeach mizmor leDavid, Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara yisagevcha Hashem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadeka, Yizkor kol minchosecha v'olasecha yidash netzela, Yitzen lecha chilvavecha v'chol atzavecha hanyimalei, Nirananavi Shiva Secha Vishem Eloheinu Nizgol Yemale Adonai Kol Mishalo Secha Ataya Dafti Kihoshia Adonai Mishicho Yanehu Mishmei Kocho Biguros Yesha Yemino Eilev Arecha Ve'elev Asisim Vanachna Vishem Eloheinu Nazkir Hey Makaru Vanafalu Vanachnu Kamnu Vanisodad Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Yanehu V'yom Koreinu Perek Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echzar, Dinos Desha Yarbi Seini, Al Meminuchos Yinahaleini, Nafshi Yishovev Yancheni V'makul, Nitzarek Lama'an Shemo, Gam Kielech B'geis Al Maves, Lo Irara, Ki Atan Yimadi, Shiftecha Umishantecha, Heima Yinachamuni, Ta'aroch Lefanai Shulchan Neged Tzorarai, Dishanta Vashemen Roshi Kosi Rivaya Achtov Vachased Yerdifuni Kol Yemei Chayai Vishavti Vives Adonai Li Oreth Yamim Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph Psalm 121 Shir Lama'alo Sesainai El Heharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'im Adonai Ose Shamayim Ba'areth Al Yitain Lamot Reklecha Al Yanuhum Shomerecha Hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Yumam ha-shemesh lo yakeka ve'areach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor teisecha vuecha me'atav yad olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir ha-ma'alot mimam akihim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai Shim'a v'koli tihana oznecha kashivos v'kot tachanunai. Im avonos tishmaya Adonai mi'yamod. Ki imcha ha-selicha lema'an etiv arei. Ki vis yedanai kivisa nafshi v'lidvarahu hochalti. Nafshi l'adonai mishomim la'poker shomerihim la'poker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai ha-chesed v'harbeim ol'fidus. Who yiftash Yisrael mikohul avonosav. Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis, Psalm 142. Maskil LeDavid b'yosov imarat tefila, koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai eschanan, eshpoch lefanav sichi, tzarasi lefanav agid, v'hisatef alai ruchi, v'yata yadata nesivos, Nesivati beorech zu ahalich tanu fal libi fali habet yamin ure ve'in li makir avad manos mimeni ein zoresh lanafshi za'akti elecha adonai amarti ata mechzi chelki be'eretz hachayim hakshiva elwin asi ki dalosi me'od hasi leini me'rod faiki amlitsu mimeni Hotzi ami masker nafshi lehodos es shemecha ki biyastiru tzadikim ki sigmol alai. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael anesunim batzara v'shiv yahom din bein bayim uvein bayabasha amakom yirachem aleihem v'yotziem imitzara lirvacha umeafel aliora umishibu ligula hashtaba agalav izman kabrihiz minomor amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. Mishaberech l'chayalei tzahal, prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach, Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Hu Yibarech Es Chayalei Tzahal Hagana L'Yisrael V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Ha'Omdim Al Mishmar Arseinu V'Yarei Eloheinu, Migvul Halvanon V'Yad Midbar Mitzrayim, U'Mein Hayam HaGadol Adavo HaRavah V'Chol Matom Shehem, V'Yavasha Bazru V'Yam, Yitein Adonai Es Oyveinu, Hakamim Alinu Nigafim Lifneihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Es Chayalei Mikol Tzra V'Tuka, Mikol Nega U'Mechala V'Yishlach Brecha V'Yatzlacha V'Chol Ma'aseh Yedeihem, Yad Ber Sonin Tachtehem Vyatrem Bethesda Yeshua Uvaters Nitzachon Vikuyam Behem Hakasuv Ki Adonai Lohichem Halechim Echem Lilachem Lachem Bimu Vishem Noshiachem Denomar Amen. Mishaberach lishvuyim, prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, Hoy varech lishmor v'insoreth nezreis v'hagana liYisrael, Ushvuya v'askol acheinu anesinim betar v'shivya, Bavor shekol akahal hazeh mispalel bavoram, Hakadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem v'yotziyem mechoshech v'tzama v'esumos roshehem yinatek, V'sukoseihem yoshiyem, V'shivei mehera lechek mishpachoseihem yodu, Adonai chasdov niplotav v'zni adam, V'ikoyam b'ham mikra shekasuv, V'pduri Adonai yishuvunu v'otiyon v'rina, V'simcha selam arosham sasman v'simcha yasigu, V'nach suyagon v'nacha, V'nomar amein. Mishaberach lecholem, a prayer for those who are ill. Mishaberach avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Hu yivarech esach olim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem ולרפוסם, להחלימם ולרפוסם, ולחזקם ולהחיותם, וישלח להם מהרה, רפואה שלמה, מן השמיים, לכל איבריהם וכל גידיהם, בסוך שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, אשתה בעגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi King. Great to hear your voice. Great to have you on the program. I look forward to having you back on, please God, in your Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, share a moment of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, and everyone, a safe, wonderful day.